again we come now. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us in spite of. Thank you just for putting up with us and looking beyond our faults to see our need. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, helping the Father unreliant and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, thank God for our choir. Eric said he's free. He's not the only one free. I'm free too. Thank God I'm free. Oh, thank God I'm free. Don't owe the devil nothing. I'm out of his debt. Jesus bought me out of his debt. So I'm not a slave no more in his kingdom, because Jesus has freed me. He paid the price. I don't got Gaga here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Free. We still in our series. And God, who needs nothing. Anybody, if you're a preacher or can preach on that, God who needs nothing. It's number 45. And we stopped off dealing with the devil. This is part of the church problem. We ignore the devil. We ignore the devil. I said, it's a part of the church problem. We ignore the devil. We think the devil be in certain places. He in all places. And Jesus don't want us to be ignorant of him. It got to be taught in the church. It's in the word of God. So it's got to be taught in the church. If you mad with somebody right now, who you think got you mad? When you leave here, if you plan on stealing, who you think got that in your mind? Can't ignore the devil. He'll run you. You started ignoring him. That means Jesus told us, don't be ignorant of him. All right. You think it's something in your wrong in your mind right now. Who you think got it in your mind? God Almighty. It's just popped up. No, the devil popped it in there. Can't be ignorant of the devil. Oh, I got a happy thing about it. I'm free. It didn't cost me nothing, but it cost God all he had. All he had. His only begotten son set me what? Free. Don't owe the devil what? Nothing. Oh boy, I know where I'm at now. No, go ahead. Before he set me free, yes, sir. He just begged for me.
Yes, sir.
Come in. I want you to go steal some more of him. I ain't going. My mom didn't teach me that stuff. Come out. I didn't know Jesus.
All right.
Ain't got no power. Bring yourself here.
Yes, sir.
I've got to go steal.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
But since I met Jesus,
Yes, sir.
I don't owe the devil but what? Nothing.
All right.
Call from what? Free. Sometimes folk feel like, no, they can tell themselves, you ain't no match with the devil.
You're right.
You ain't got Jesus. He'll make you do whatever he wants you to do.
You're right.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. I've been bought with a price.
All right.
He set me free. And I want the world to know it, that there's a devil out there. That's what I'm talking about today. The devil. He don't even like me to talk about him. He don't want me to talk about him. He don't like for you to talk about him. He want to be silent. But that's down wide over everywhere. I just done that. No, the devil made you do it. Trent Wilson used to say the devil made me do it. He wasn't lying. The devil made him do it. St. John 10 again. Oh. 10 and 10. The thief. Everybody say thief. He cometh. Cometh means keep on coming. See, he cometh. See, he cometh. Not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But thank God he wasn't through talking. Because
yes,
Jesus, no, we can't do nothing with the devil by ourselves. Man is no match with the devil. But he kept on talking. He didn't put a comma there. But he said, but I have come. God Almighty, is the only one can handle him.
That's right.
I come to deliver you out of his hand.
Yes,
he here, but although Jesus is here, and Eric and the choir said they were what? Free.
All All right.
I'm free.
All right.
Because I've been bought with the price. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Bless his holy name. I have come that they might have life. May heaven more abundantly. This little life ain't hitting on that. I got some more stuff. Abundantly. Keep on living. Don't have to worry about nothing. No more sadness. Abundant of life. God Almighty. And then I need to read 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, because we're here now in this time. 12 and 13, 2 Timothy. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ. In Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It then said, all that live godly might, maybe you will, but shall suffer persecution. God Almighty. But evil men, everybody say evil men. In time like these, you may be sent by one right now. Evil men. And this 21st century church don't see nothing like that when it comes down to the Bible. That means we got to stick with the Bible. The Bible warns us. But yet still we ignore what God done said. And see it all around us, but yet still we ignore it. Oh, evil men, low down men, don't count life as nothing, can do anything, chop up folk, shoot up folk, anything they want to do, and seduce us, God shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Folks that doing it, they are deceived. And they being deceived and don't know it. They're deceiving other folk and still they are deceived and don't even recognize it. In these last days. But y'all know what? Folks, this 21st century, don't pay the preacher no attention coming out of here. They just come, I thought he was going to preach on Daniel the lion den. Daniel out the lion den. He got out because he had faith in God. That's what got him out, but we still in there. Jesus says, time for teaching. Folk need to be taught. Hooping days are over, in a sense.
You're right.
It's Jesus. You better get yourself straight with Jesus now. I'm kind of excited.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you what I'm excited about.
Go ahead.
Cause I got to tell Jesus come back. Let me tell you something. Yes, sir. I'm excited about. Because Jesus told me.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what he told these fellas, but he know he told me. Preach what I tell you. Not what folks love, not what folks want to hear. Preach what I say.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Preach what I say.
Yes, sir.
A lot of folk will be tickling in the ear.
You're right.
Oh, tell them what I said. A lot of prisoners got cowed now. afraid to tell the folk what God said.
Pastor.
Oh. In these last days, I found out that, and I told you last Sunday, a lot of preachers, they preach to try to get folks to love them instead of loving Jesus.
Amen.
Paul didn't have no enemy, no friend. They had enemies. Yes. John the Baptist had enemies. And if you follow me and do what I say, the devil gonna hate you. But he can't do no more than I allow him to do. Oh. That devil. You're talking about him. The devil knows that his time is not long. And his workers, everybody said workers. And his workers are deceiving people, and they being deceived. If ever was a time of deception, it's right now. Right now in this 21st century church. We can ignore it all we want. We believe everything but this Bible. Being deceived. God Almighty, the devil having a field day. But the church don't got chicken and afraid. Bless his holy name. We stopped off on last Sunday telling you that the righteous of God, the righteous, everybody say the righteous of God, have come on earth, and the unrighteous have come on earth also. Both of them are present. God Almighty, this is why he told us he have come also, the devil. But thank God Jesus have come. If he didn't want you to know nothing about him, he wouldn't have told us. Oh. I'm talking to somebody. Amen. And some folks trust to tell you, I don't believe there's a devil. That's the very reason you're talking to, because you don't know Jesus. That's what he wants you to believe. The devil got power, but God got all power.
You're
right. And the only way to overcome the devil is through Jesus Christ. We ignoring him. Think he not present. But God said he what? Present. One here to give us life. And one up here to destroy life. Now, again, who are you following? Both are here. Both don't play. The devil doesn't play. Jesus doesn't play. The devil will kill you. And God will give you life. It's your choice. Everybody in the world following one of the two. Ain't no in between. It's one of the two. If you're not following Jesus, you're following the devil.
That's it.
Neither one of them have power over none of them. So Jesus said, come and follow me. The devil try to hide his identity. But you're thinking you leading yourself. He's doing the leading. If you're not following Jesus, the devil got you following him.
All right.
That's all right.
Don't fool yourself now. You can take it lightly if you want to. You're following one of the two. Anyway, the devil wants you to be ignorant. But watch what Jesus said. The devil didn't tell us to go out and tell the world you're following me. But Jesus said, go and shine for me.
Yeah.
if you let the world know that I am come to help you, their eyes will come open, they'll walk off and leave the devil. When they accept Jesus Christ. But devil try to hide his identity. Long as he can keep you working, he satisfied. You still stealing? Yes, he got you. You still running around on your wife? He got you.
Yes, sir.
On your husband, he still got you. Still digging ditches? He got you. You don't even see that. Say amen.
Amen.
It's nothing to play with here, buddy. No, Lord. They are here. Both of them does not play. Don't play. They don't play. They come at what they want. But thank God for Jesus. Oh, boy. He have delivered us from the hand of the devil. And my brother and sister, both of them, everybody said both of them. Both of them lay down at night with us. Both of them sleep all night with us. Both of them wake up in the morning with us. Both of them walk with us all day long. Both of them. You tell me, Reverend Walker, what? That both of them lay down with me? Yes. Both of them get up with me? Yes. Now, Christians, you got Jesus on the inside. Yes, the devil still lay down with you. But he can't control you because he see the blood of Jesus. But he does all he can to entice you to do what he said. But God give us power to turn him down. But those who don't know Jesus, you got to do what he said. The devil said, come out. I can't bring yourself here. Because we don't have no power to resist the devil. I know it's good preaching, buddy. May not get paid for it, but it's good preaching. It's good preaching. I'm finding out, boy, the church need to be taught about the devil. Jesus put him here. The letter, he letting us know he here. Paul, look at Romans 7 and 21. That's his holy name. That's his holy name. Listen.
Then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Oh, the natural law, the natural man. I find. Then a law. The natural law, not the law of the Bible. Natural law, your natural self. That when I would do good, Lord Almighty. Watch this now. The devil always what? Present. Always what? Present. Read it again, Paul.
I find that, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Yes,
well, where I'm going, where he not. Even when I want to do good, he what? There. For what? He ain't gonna help me do no good. What he there for? Huh? Evil is present. To do what, Reverend Walker? To try to stop me from doing what?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a wrestle with somebody and don't know who you're wrestling with? It's a spirit with your spirit.
All right.
Have you ever got to a point and said, I know I'm supposed to do this? You say, I don't know why I don't want to. The devil valley talking to you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
God Almighty.
Amen. Amen.
The time I want to do something right, the devil always there. Talk about it. You better talk about it. You better know who got you going. We doubt this too much. That means Jesus got it here. We doubt it too much. The Bible does not lie. He always what? Present. That's his holy name. Both of them are present. But both of us, when I said both of us, I'm talking about Jesus and us. Jesus knew it. Now he done told us why we doing things that not what? Right. Because the devil is present. And my brother and sister, the Bible is the good news to man. Satan hate the Bible. Satan can't stand the Bible. Why, Reverend Walker? Because he know it's what? Truth. He know it's God's word. He know this is God's word, and he cannot go against God's word. That's right. We can rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Because we got to recognize the word of God. Oh, boy. The Bible is man good news. Adam messed up. But thank God for the word. Good news. Jesus is man what? Good news. Satan hates the Bible. Always remember that. He hates the Bible. Notice. Oh, boy. I got plenty of time. Notice how hard it is for some of us to read the Bible. You read the short story, you read the novels of this big time writer, blah, 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 you know everything about it. But what about you know about Jesus? What about you know about the devil? Why is the problem to read the Bible? Well, I ain't got time. The devil give you a headache and all that. You better read this Bible. Amen. If you can read. Amen. The devil don't want you to read it. Because God talks about him in here. And he tells us how to overcome him. Right. He don't want you to know how to over what? Coming. He wants you to be ignorant of his presence. You can't understand. You wonder why them keep on doing these wrong things. Read the Bible and find out.
Yes, sir.
He hate this. The devil can't stand this. The word of God. The word of God. It's good news to man and bad news to the devil. The word of God is the blueprint from God to man. Y'all know what a blueprint is, don't you? A blueprint designed what I don't come in my mind, I print it down. Now, it's in my mind, I don't wrote it out now. This is how I want it done. This the blueprint for man life. This the blueprint for his life. If you want to know what God creates you for, read the blueprint. You in here. If you in the world, you in here.
Thank you.
It'll tell you what you had to do. You know, man can read a blueprint. He got to know how to put a 2x4 2x6 or whatever. Put it over him. But this is what the Bible is, a blueprint. It'll tell you how to treat Jesus. It'll tell you how to treat the devil. It'll tell you how to treat your brother and sister. It'll tell you all about that. It's a blueprint. Oh. But we don't want to read the blueprint. Watch this. You can step 5 or 6 hours reading a novel. You know.
Mama.
Don't even get sleepy.
Mama.
Got even unrested.
You're right, Pastor.
Start reading the Bible and see what'll happen.
One verse. Don't listen.
You read four verses. gotta go get some coffee. The devil don't want you to read this here. He does not want you to read the Bible. Why? Because the devil in here. And God done told us about him and how to overcome him. And he don't want you to know how to overcome him. Jesus is the devil problem.
Yeah, you're right.
God Almighty. Oh boy. The blueprint. Paul, look at Matthew for me. 22 and 29. Say, Reverend Walker, take your time. Folks got to be taught. Oh, got to be taught. Read, Paul.
Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God.
That's the problem. We err because we don't know the scripture, the blueprint. And not only that, we don't know the power of God.
Go ahead, Pastor.
God got enough of power to deliver me from stealing.
Yeah. Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
The word of God is supernatural.
Yeah, yeah.
Read it.
Yeah.
And when you read it, something on the inside happens when you get, I said, get into it.
Yeah.
You want to keep on reading it.
Yeah.
Yeah. God got supernatural power. We can overcome a lot of stuff if you just read the Bible and believe the Bible.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. Yes, Lord.
Got to read the power. Devil don't want you to read this. He know this. The devil know it. But he don't want you to know it. He know you can rebuke him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, I'm about to get happy now.
Oh, yes,
he know you can rebuke him in the name.
In the name.
Everybody say name.
Amen.
Not the name of Micah.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
Not in the name of Moses.
No.
Not in the name of Elijah.
No.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
The devil will hold hands with you.
Yeah.
I dare you to rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
He may run around a little bit, but keep on rebuking him in the name of Jesus.
Keep on.
Yeah, now, when I was a boy, you know, I don't see it happen now. You know, dogs, I had dogs and things.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a little dog around there, you know, a little dog walking around, you know, little boy dog. Here come another big dog. Yeah, I don't saw them little dog get their tail, and when you see that big dog, they're scared. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, but yeah, they get their tail and put it between their legs.
Yes.
They get scared.
Yes, sir.
They're telling that big dog, don't bother me. Don't bother me.
Amen.
When Jesus come,
yes, sir,
the devil get his tail and put it between it. Don't bother me. Power. He got to recognize the word of God.
Yes,
I say he got to recognize.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
He got to recognize the power of God. God Almighty. The word of God. It's supernatural. The devil know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He listening to me right now. He know it.
Yeah.
Know it.
He know it. Already rebuked him when I come here this morning. I rebuked him. Every Sunday morning, rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Get yourself out of here in Jesus' name. Leave God folks alone in Jesus' name. Not what the name, but what? In Jesus' name. And my brothers and sisters, the Bible is the only book to tell us where we came from, what we are doing, and where we are going. You ain't going to find another book to tell you them three things. Not another book. But the book don't even know where he come from. But it was a book. It always been God. Nobody knows where God come from. What no beginning with God?
That's right.
You tell me, Reverend Walker, well, where you come from? No, ask me. I didn't go find God. He found me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I can see. Go and look for him. Huh? Where you go to look for him? He closer to you than you think. If a man just confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you have found me. Thou shalt be saved. He everywhere at the same time. Our job is just believe the Bible. And the devil don't want you to believe this right here because he knows this is truth. He know it truth. Devil ain't about to be, he ain't about to be no fool now. How can you so smart, how can you make a fool out the devil? You don't have that much of sense. Your technology can't touch the devil. Only somebody can handle the devil is Jesus. But since I'm a Jesus Junior, since you are Jesus Junior, you can use your father name. You can use your elder brother name.
There you go.
I've been bought with a price.
Yes, sir.
The blood of Jesus. Yes. Make me a son of God. Make you a son of God.
Yes.
So if you're a son of God, you can rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And my brother and sister, we must understand. Is only one true God. Everybody said true God. Is only one true God. Don't leave that truth out there. It's only one true God. There's some molded God going around, but they're a false God. All the rest of them got little G's. They're only true God. God Almighty. The only true God. Nobody like him. He in a class all by himself. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, not only the only true God, he is the only living God. I like that boy. But Reverend Walker, what you trying? He cannot stop living.
All right. That's right.
Ain't no stopping point where he get old and can't hardly walk. It's no stopping point of his living. Matter of fact, he is the source of all life. Everything you see in the world, God brought it here. He can move it when he get ready.
You're right, Pastor.
Oh, everything belongs to him. You need to know that. The devil is probably not brought him here. But yesterday, we not to be ignorant of the devil. He the only eternal God. In other words, wasn't no beginning with him. The Bible says he from everlasting to. From everlasting. From wasn't no beginning with him. To everlasting. He is God. Sometimes, you know, have you got by yourself and just wondering about God? Yeah. I have several times. I just say, God. Yes, sir. Hey, you know, I be saying to Jesse, you know, God. Boy, something get on the inside. I said, God. Something keep on. God. I said, God. That's all you can say. Ain't nothing else you can say. God. In a class all by himself. God. God. Capital G. God. Oh. Nobody lacking. He can't stop living. Ain't that so? You can't kill him. How you get rid of God? God blow man mind, boy. See, the devil know God. God, I ain't never got to stop him, but I'm gonna tell you, where the devil come from, but he know God. I ain't get to the day now, but he know God. He know he can't do nothing with God.
That's right.
God created him. He didn't create God. And we're going to get to that part right. God didn't create no devil.
All right.
We got to understand the devil made himself the devil.
Yes, sir. He did. Yes, sir.
Made himself the devil.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no evil in God.
All right.
A good tree can't bring evil fruit.
Yes, sir.
And a bad tree can't bring no good fruit.
Yes, sir.
He the bad fruit.
Yes, sir.
Anybody working for the devil, you got poison fruit on you.
Yes, sir.
A lot of folk working for the devil.
Yes,
worship the devil.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
And my brother and sister, he is the maker of heaven and earth and hell. And he is in control of everything and everybody. Right now. I may be looking at somebody on radio, wherever, internet. They say, there ain't even no hell, you see? See, the devil got them thinking that, and they don't even realize the devil got them thinking that. When you say there's no hell, you're calling God a lie.
All right. That's right.
When you say there's no devil, you're calling God a lie.
Right.
The book said it.
Yes,
I said the book said it.
Yes.
It was a devil. The book said he poisoned.
Yeah.
The book said he'll kill you.
Yeah.
But I come to save you.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
You can't stop him from killing you if God does not save you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Watch this now. Just like some folk come to church, not only come to church, you witness to them. They don't want to believe. The devil got you, don't want to believe. He know if you fail to give your life to Christ, he know you're going to hell with him.
Yeah.
Not only hell, hell going to the lake of fire.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. That's your problem right now. The devil got you. Don't believe in it.
All right. Yeah.
Till it's too late. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
God in control of everything.
Yeah.
That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, God dwells in the light, which no man can approach that light. God is the source of all light and life. God Almighty. He the source of all immortality. Paul, get verse Timothy for me, 6 and 16. We ain't got but 12 more minutes. I bring y'all say, I'll be glad. No, you better wait. You got to get this done. bless this holy name. Go on, Paul, you got it.
Who?
Who?
Only have immortality,
yeah,
dwelling in the light,
yeah,
which no man can approach unto, whom no man have seen nor can see,
yeah,
to whom be honor and power everlasting.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Immortality, life. God is life. God Almighty. He dwells in a what? Which what? No. Can what? Y'all don't talk about that. Think now, think. Why God stay? He dwells where? Can nobody what? Approach it. Y'all have thought about that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Well, somebody said, well, I don't even know where that is in the Bible. I just told you. Y'all ever thought about that? He dwells, that means he's there. That's my dwelling place in a light, and no man can approach that. No man. M-A-N, man. No man can what? Approach that light. What light is that, the lawyer? What light is that? He dwells, he stays in the light.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what? He in a light, we can't even see him in a light. Man never saw him, because he in a what? Light. And no man can do what? Approach it. That light is the S-U-N, sun. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay. What other light you can see?
All right.
Outshine the sun. Notice no man can do what? Approach it. Oh, boy. The sun is the house of God. Man can go to the moon. Now you talking about going to Mars. Why don't they try the sun? The sun really not shining. It's the glory of God. You can't even stand and look at him. You'll fall dead if you look at him. For he hide himself. Can I say the sun is the walls of heaven? You can't even look at it. I dare you look at it for a while. Just look, you'll go blind. Not the sun shining. It's just reflecting off God's face. Even angels up there can't look at his face some more. Got to cover their faces. Because they see the glory of God saying holy. You can say holy all you want. You ain't got to say nothing. You can say amen. You ain't got to say nothing. But he don't need our amen. He got angels up here saying holy. Bowing down holy. Bowing down holy. Day and night bowing down holy. Ain't no evening shift and morning shift. The same angel bowing down holy. He holy. Can't look at his face.
Yeah.
Two wings to fly.
Yes, sir.
Two cover their feet.
Yeah.
But two cover their faces.
Yes, sir.
Because they can't look up the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah.
They can't stand and look at him.
All right, yeah. Pastor. All right. Ooh, oh, boy. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Dwells in a light.
Yes, sir.
Can't nobody approach it.
Yes,
he talking about going everywhere. But ain't heard nobody say, yeah, let's go to the moon. Go to the sun. That's God protection.
Yeah.
That protect heaven.
Yeah.
I want y'all to understand it. The sun not shining now. is the reflection of God's face. It's just a earth that God made, the reflector of God's face. Nobody can approach it. God Almighty. He's some God, boy. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister. But he is approachable. But he is what? Approachable. Only through who? We can't look at him. Because we can't stand it. He'll die. Time we'll fall dead. Yes, sir. But I got my son. Lord Almighty. We can approach him. And when you approach him, you're approaching me.
All right.
My father and I are one.
Yes.
When you talk about me, you talk about him.
Yes.
When you talk about him, you talk about me.
This is catalog number 1549. Catalog
number 1549. They try to save us.
Save.
We can't see him anyway. We can't stand and look at him.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to get some or somebody else. I'm going to call my heart. Son got the same power that I got.
Yes,
I gave it to him.
Yes.
Jesus said, when you see me, you see my Father. We are what? One.
Well,
when you see me, show us the Father, we'll be satisfied. Tom, have I been this long time with you? You don't know me yet. When you see me, you looking at the Father. I just cover myself up in this old dirt here. You don't really know me. God Almighty. You just see this old dirt I'm walking around in, but you don't know me. You think you know me. Y'all remember my time about up? Y'all remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane? Y'all remember that, don't you? Y'all remember when they finna get Jesus and folk didn't want to tackle Jesus? Where is Jesus? He said, I am he. When he said that, all of them fell backwards. Peter didn't know no better. He standing up for Jesus. He got a sword and hit the man here, cut it off. Now, if they didn't want Jesus, they wanted, he had to go there. He was dying for you then. Getting ready to die for you. Now, watch this. Now, watch the love of God.
Yes, sir.
The man come to get him. Had a sword in his hand. Peter cut the man's ear off. Jesus got the man's ear. And put it back on. Put the man's ear back on. Been there to see that. I said, I'm gone. I'm leave that man alone. Shoot. Yeah, you would have left too. Coming at me, one of my men cut the ear off. He gonna get the ear and put it back on. And told Peter, put up your sword. We didn't come in to fight with no sword. We come to fight with the sword of the word. I am God's sword. I cut both ways, inside and outside. The word of God is the sword. Jesus is God's sword. The devil can't stand this right here. This the sword right here, buddy. Put this on the devil. The word of God. He got to recognize the word of God.
Well,
he got to. Sometimes you get by yourself, say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, Satan. Don't be a tell him. Holler out on him.
Yes. Yes.
And you better not holler. It's written.
Come on.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
This what Satan, this is threat right here.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
You and I no match with the devil. But this, we God children.
That's right.
Saved by the blood of the Lamb. I got God blood. I may not look like Jesus, but I got his blood. I've been washed. My soul been washed in the blood of the Lamb because I'm a child of God. I belong to heaven family. And guess what, y'all? I'm finna close now. You know what? We going to stay in heaven with him. That's what saved you, the blood, the cross, the suffering, the cross. The suffering, the blood. It was blood that saved us. Blood. We weren't worth to be saved. But the grace of God, the mercy, the love of God. No, there's no way out for us just to go to hell. Because Adam messed us up. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God. Lost, thank God for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That we won't talk about him all the time.
Amen.
The devil hate one name bad as any name, and that name is Jesus.
That's right.
That's your protection. Don't take this lightly. This is the word of God. And the only way to approach God is through Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
He put on a dough face of a man. A dough face of a man. But on the inside, he can tell the water, hush. That was the same God who told Moses, stretch out your rod. The sea spit wide open. It was the same God. Jesus had mercy on us and sent his son to die for our sin that we don't have to go to hell. You can't beat that nowhere. All we have to do just to confess his name, and some of us got the devil got us too afraid and ashamed to express his name. You rather, see, you take it lightly. You think you're going to die and go to heaven. You ain't going to die to go to heaven. You ain't dead. You can't go to heaven without the blood of Jesus. You're not saved without Jesus Christ. Buddha can't save nobody. Muhammad can't save nobody. Nobody else can save nobody. It's only Jesus. When I said saved, saved from hell, saved from the lake of fire. Everybody in here, everybody everywhere, don't die one day. Except those who be caught up in the rapture. But everybody got to stay somewhere when they leave here. Everybody got to stay somewhere. As long as you're getting around, the devil said, oh man, everything will hush you. Oh, that's the devil talking to you.
He
here. He don't want you saved. He know where he going. I said he know where he going. He's trying to get everybody to go with him. He know his time ain't long. Can't you see the Bible fulfilling? I may get to that next Sunday because I'm still on my series. Can't you see what happening?
Amen.
And you lost, hadn't given your life to Christ. Don't you see God word being fulfilled?
You're right.
Oh. I wish I had me another hour. That little crap ain't hitting on nothing. I thought y'all gonna say. A little baby clap. That clap telling me, set yourself down.
Reverend,
I love your soul.
Yes, sir.
God sent me to kind of get folks saved.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about the other fellas. That's their business. It's a personal thing. I know what he told me.
Thank you.
I ain't get to where I want to go, but we'll get there next Sunday if God let me live.
Lord.
Let me tell you what God said. Watch this. Now watch this. Watch how easy this is. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and confess his name and believe in his heart, thou shalt be saved. Saved. I'm saved. I'm not going to hell because I'm what? Saved. But if I fail to do that, I'm going where? To hell. We can believe that if you want to. This the Bible. It's not how you feel. It's faith. I walk out on faith. I believe God's word. Don't folk were healed.